Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, disc, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, Jordan Neely, choked to death on a New York City subway. We would hope that people had high regard for the life of other people. That we learn from the past and are better for it. So, why is a man comfortable enough, a man to death on a New York subway? Is it a predisposition folks have? An ideology, a culture, a ism, or what? Why is it so hard to arrest a man for a murder he is responsible for, particularly when it's a black man? Jordan Neely was on the train yelling that he was hungry and ready to die. He's homeless. A Michael Jackson impersonator, right? Probably how he makes some coin to eat, stuff like that, right? Daniel Penny decided to put him in a chokehold for 7 minutes. That's the short story. We'll get into some of, you know, what happened as we move along. From the insider, they said an extended video showed Daniel Penny appearing to ignore a person who warned, "You're going to kill him," while he had Jordan Neely in a chokehold, right? That's around his neck, with the forearms and the biceps, right? Cutting off blood and oxygen, compressing the throat, the neck, actually, the throat, everything. Veins, arteries, windpipe, everything, right? Just collapsing everything, right? A bystander can be heard telling people that Jordan Neely may die in a longer video that they said that they had, right, of the incident. Another bystander, I guess it's the same bystander. The bystander knows that Neely had defecated, relieved himself, right, which indicates someone is close to dying. He lost control of his bowels. Insider identified Marine veteran Daniel Penny as the man who put Neely in the chokehold, right? So Daniel Penny, other bystanders who pinned down Jordan Neely during their fatal encounter, were warned by another person on the New York subway that they were going to kill him in a video, right, obtained by the Daily Mail, right? Penny did not heed the warning. Penny did not listen to the man warn them, "You're going to kill this man." Was Penny in a frenzy, a kill you frenzy or something like that? Was he in the moment just stuck? Everything he might have wanted to do just came up, came to surface that day on Neely? What happened? He wasn't listening to reason. While Penny, a 24-year-old Marine veteran, put Neely in a chokehold for 7 minutes, bystanders helped put the man down until he went limp. Video showed a person emerged from the side of the scene, noted that Neely defecated and that those restraining him should be concerned about a murder charge. Somebody on the scene said that everybody that was holding Neely down should be concerned about a murder charge, right? Because if you are a participant, action that causes the death of someone, that's how you get that murder charge, right? They call them codees, right? Co-defendants, right? Defecation is one of the telltale signs that a person is being choked or strangled is close to death, right? So if you're being strangling somebody, they lose their bowels, they are about to die, if not dead, right? According to the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services, right? Because after he's defecated himself, you got to let him go, the bystander can be heard saying. One of the people pinning Neely down claimed that Neely did not defecate and that the stain on his pants was old. I guess he must know Neely or something. I don't know. He must have been watching Neely for days, I guess. I don't know how they even make that prediction. He also claimed that Penny was not squeezing Neely's neck. He claimed that Penny was not squeezing his neck. The same person later asked Neely if he can hear. When the unconscious Neely did not respond, the person pinning Neely's arms down then asked Penny to release him, which he finally does. So we got a lethal chokehold. A guy telling the guy, hey, give him the telltale signs this man is dying or dead. Let him go. He refused to listen to that guy. He didn't let this guy go until he went limp. Limp is usually a sign that someone is at least unconscious or dead. Right? One of the two. Put all that together. And, well, you see what happened. He didn't release him until he went limp. Neely was pronounced dead after being taken to the hospital. The medical examiner's office determined Neely died from compression to the neck. Wasn't squeezing his neck, but he died from compression to the neck and classified his death as a homicide, right? So we have a story being generated that's not true about what happened to, if these, because I don't have boots on the ground, if the information is correct. We have a story being generated that's kind of like protecting Penny, the New York strangler, right? Subway strangler, right? In a statement, Penny's attorney said, I'm not even going to say their names, their client, Mr. Penny, never intended to harm Mr. Neely and could not have foreseen his untimely death. Okay, now I'm going to ask everybody this. Hey, put on your thinking caps if you don't already have it on, because I gave you enough information to make a decision based on the small amount of information you already have. We got a man choking a man, wouldn't let him go when people in the area, right? This sounds familiar? George Floyd-ish or something like that? People in the area are saying, let him go. You're going to kill him. Then let him go until he was limp. Well, right? So I said, can you initiate a lethal choke without intending to choke the person to death? It's a lethal technique. The only evidence of that would be a live person. And the only evidence of him not trying to kill Neely would be a live Neely. Neely still alive. That's the only evidence, the thing that could support that he was not trying to kill Neely with a choke would be for Neely to be still alive. It's a lethal technique. Compression of the throat, right? Using a lethal choke and causing a person to die as a result of the compression applied by the lethal choke is consistent with intent to kill simply because the action results in death. I use a lethal technique. It resulted in death. That's consistency, right? Thus, the lethal choke hold is not figuratively lethal. It is lethal. Not like he stepped on Neely's foot or bumped into him and injured him. Then I wondered, shouldn't everyone involved in holding Neely down be charged with murder? Somehow, only Penny was singled out and the others get a free pass. This was reminiscent of George Floyd and Eric Garner, but there are no police involved. Only one police officer was singled out in Eric Gardner's choking death. It would be easy to make an arrest. You'd be wrong. Apparently, civilians can take the life, can take a life. Civilians can take a life if they say the magic get out of jail words. I think you probably know what those words are. This can't be the attitude, the vibe, the inclination of some folks in New York. Is that the way they feel? Like you could just explain murdering a person away? And, okay, see you around, pal. History.com says, on July 17, 2014, Eric Gardner, a 43-year-old African-American, father of six department officers, confronted him for allegedly selling cigarettes, Lucy's, right? Gardner dies after losing consciousness as a police officer, locks him in an illegal chokehold. So it's illegal back in 2014 to use a chokehold. So the question is, why does a civilian feel comfortable doing it? They're saying in 2014, it's illegal for the police to do it, right? And within hours, you know, they had protests and things like that because he was killed, right? Eric Gardner was known for, as a peacemaker. They said that the police came near for a fight that Eric Gardner had already broken up, and, you know, the incident was over. But then they started approaching him about these cigarettes, a misdemeanor, right? Daniel Pantelio, right? Called to the scene, and it's Justin D'Amingo, somebody, called to the scene of a fight that Gardner reportedly broke up, exchanged words with Gardner about his cigarettes before Pantelio reached around Gardner's neck and put him in a chokehold despite such a maneuver being against NYPD rules. It's against the NYPD rules. So we go back to Penny. What's up with that? Say, how does he feel comfortable? It's 2014. Now, I'm sure you heard of this incident. Just because he didn't know the rules, Eric Gardner, that wasn't a small thing. So the fight was over. Eric Gardner did the job of these police officers. These police officers decided to focus on Eric Gardner, a known illegal cigarette dealer, right? After exchanging words, they decided to put hands on Eric Gardner. This sounds like more like the case of this black buck is not afraid of us. We have to show him who is boss. Bottom line, there was no need to put hands on Eric Gardner. There was no need to put him on the ground, pin him to the ground, and no need to put him in a chokehold for a non-life-threatening misdemeanor offense. The fact that law enforcement officers were the only imminent lethal threat during the confrontation. Only thing that was threatening life was law enforcement, not Eric Gardner. I mean, if you want to take selling cigarettes is life-threatening, then Eric Gardner was threatening in that way. But other than that, he wasn't a threat to the police officers. Looking back at the incident, why weren't the other police charged as co-defendants? They have a duty to protect even against fellow police officers. Allowing Pantelio to choke Gardner is a derelict of George Floyd. All the officers involved with restraining him were charged with murder. Only one officer had their foot on his neck. I think this is called murder. What is the difference between murder and manslaughter? So we went to legal.com, right? Murder is defined as the deliberate killing of one human being by another. The act is often deemed to be the most severe crime that one can commit. Manslaughter is the unlawful, unintentional killing of another human being. Pay very close attention to these definitions. Murder is the deliberate. I did something to kill him on purpose, right? Manslaughter is the unlawful, unintentional killing of another man. Remember my question at the beginning of the show. Can you use a lethal technique? Injuries are heterogeneous set of traumatic pathology that occurs as a result of medical force applied externally to the neck and surrounding structures. From application to unconsciousness varies from 7 to 14 seconds, right? So the time I strangle you up to 14 seconds, 7 to 14 seconds, you're going to lose consciousness. if effectively applied to 1 minute, right? In other cases, with death occurring within minutes after consciousness, right? After 7 minutes of compression of the neck, one of the most vulnerable areas of the body, right? After 7 minutes, we have murder and manslaughter. Murder. Statute of Title 18 incorporates, this is section 1751A of Title 18. Murder defines murder as an unlawful killing of a human being with malice and divides it into 2 degrees. Murder is the first degree, punishable by death. In any case by which the death penalty may be applicable, it is necessary for the United States Attorney to follow the procedures to set forth, right? The Attorney General must be authorized. The Attorney General must authorize the United States Attorney to seek the death penalty in this case of murder, right? In the first degree. I don't think the Attorney General is going to execute Penny for, as they say, taking out the trash or rid of an undesirable. I don't think Penny's going to be executed. Manslaughter, section 1112 of Title 18, says it's the unlawful killing of a human being without malice. Manslaughter is of two kinds, voluntary and involuntary, right? Voluntary manslaughter is punishable by imprisonment for not more than 10 years. So voluntary, not more than 10 years you're going to do for that, or fine. Involuntary manslaughter is punishable by imprisonment for not more than 6 years and a fine. 10 years seems a small price to pay for taking a man's life who isn't trying to take a life. Death seems a hell of a price to pay for not trying to take a man's life who is trying to take your life. Can you initiate a lethal choke without intending to choke the person to death? To cause death. The only evidence of what would be, the only evidence of that would be a live person. The only evidence of that would be a live person. If you want to say I used a lethal technique, but I didn't want to cause his death, that person should be alive. Using a lethal choke and causing a person to die as a result of the compression applied by the lethal choke is consistent with intent to kill simply because the action resulted in death. Thus, the lethal choke hold is not figuratively lethal. It wasn't a hold that I used that controlled anything. I used it to take a life, right? It's lethal. The hold is lethal, and I managed to kill with it. I was successful in taking a life with the hold. Pinned to the ground by the officers, Gardner repeatedly told them, I can't breathe. Eventually, he lost consciousness. Medical examiner ruled his death a homicide by suffocation. It was a grand jury's decision not to indict Pataleo, right? Gardner's last words, I can't breathe, became rally cry for Black Lives Matter movement. The police officers whose chokehold led to Gardner's death in 2014, was fired from the police department in 2019, fired, and stripped of his pension benefits. Police disciplinary records it revealed that Pataleo had been investigated for misconduct 7 times in 5 years before Gardner's death. Okay? This is how insensitive, unconscious, immoral, unethical the New York Police Department of Staten Island and the Staten Island Grand Jury and the U.S. Department of Justice were to the unwarranted, unjustified murder of Eric Gardner. Former New York police officer who put Eric Gardner in a lethal chokehold loses bid to get his job. This guy actually went to get his job back. That's unconscious, insensitive, right? He actually went to get his job back. He didn't think he did nothing wrong. So Pat D'Elia was fired, right? And tried to get his job back. The court sided with the New York Police Department deeming Patalino reckless for putting Gardner in the chokehold. On July 17th, Patalino put Gardner in the chokehold, wrestled him to the ground, and you know he died, right? Staten Island Grand Jury and the U.S. Department of Justice both declined to bring criminal charges against Patalino. He was terminated from the NYPD after a department disciplinary trial led Judge Rosemary Maldonado to recommend his termination. Nobody recommended that he be put on trial for murder. Gardner's death led to the Black Lives Matter situation, right? From The Guardian, the video showed that Patalino attempted to perform two approved restraints on Gardner before he placed Gardner in what appeared to be a chokehold for 7 seconds as the two fell to the floor. Why? The man selling cigarettes. Like, why are you even putting your hands on him? Like, that's like, you know, what's that all about? Officer Patalino was not engaged in the chokehold on Mr. Gardner. They said when he said he can't breathe. Well, that's even more reason not to put your arms on his neck or wrestle him to the ground or be on top of him. I can't breathe. Is it customary to get on top of a guy that can't breathe? That will suffocate him. From NPR, anyway. This has been a long battle, 5 years long for the family, right? The administrative judge of the New York Police Department has recommended that Officer Daniel be fired for his role in the 2014 death of Eric Gardner. That's it. It sounds like he's being penalized. But if you know what happened, he's actually, that's a get out of jail card, right? As my friend said, they take it to court to explain it away, right? The judge found Patalino guilty of using a banned chokehold, but did not find him guilty of intentionally restricting Gardner's breathing. From The Guardian, the most severe punishment an officer faces is losing his job. Patalino has remained employed since Gardner's death, working desk duty and earning a salary of more than $100,000. So he was still a police officer. That's like getting away with murder. Eric Gardner's life wasn't worth a wooden nickel. The so-called authorities simply explained his death away as if Patalino did not break police department rules, even though they said that he did. Use deadly force when it was not required because there was not a lethal threat. Selling loose cigarettes is a misdemeanor offense. It is not a capital offense, and police are not supposed to be judge and executioners. And how do we know Gardner's life was devalued then? Because Jordan Neely's life wasn't worth a wooden nickel today. It kind of supports the climate, the attitude of some people in New York. No one in New York learned from the Eric Gardner incident, or at least Penny didn't. Or did Penny learn something? After all, Officer Patalino was not charged with murdering Eric Gardner. So is Penny smart like a fox? No one learned from the George Floyd murder in broad daylight on videotape either. And the officers involved were arrested and charged in that case. One would hope that the climate would have changed after Eric Gardner and George Floyd's death. That's too much like right. About 9 years later, this is how insensitive, unconscious, immoral, unethical Daniel Penny was regarding the life of Jordan Neely. Daniel Penny said he acted in self-defense during the fatal Jordan Neely encounters. That's what his attorneys are saying. Oh, is he acting in self-defense? Well, Nelly was a threat. Daniel Penny did what he had to do, right? The Guardian. Jordan Neely's killing. Marine veteran could face manslaughter charge, says the expert. Could. This U.S. Marine veteran who was recorded placing Jordan Neely in a chokehold on the New York City subway before the Michael Jackson impersonator died could face manslaughter or criminally neglect homicide charge, an expert told The Guardian. Attorneys for Penny, the strangler, later provided his name to news outlets after it was widely circulated late Thursday by social media users citing information from people who recognized him.
He left the scene? Try that. No, brothers, don't try that, right? Especially if you're right.
He left the scene. He choked this man and left the scene, right? Apparently, because they saw him on the video. In the cell phone footage of Neely's final moments, Penny, at that time, had not been charged with a crime. His attorneys asserted in a statement late Friday that Neely had been aggressively threatening when their client, Penny, and his fellow riders acted to protect themselves. Okay? Daniel never intended to harm Mr. Neely and could not have foreseen his untimely death. Daniel could never intended to harm Mr. Neely. Could not foreseen his untimely death. So that's Penny. Daniel and Penny, the same person, y'all. Daniel Penny, right? So we go to this question again. What do you have to do to get locked up for choking a black man to death in New York? What you got to do? Here we go again, trying to explain away murdering Jordan Neely. Any fool knows that if you place your arm around someone's neck, it could kill them. In fact, a chokehold is a lethal technique. That being said, there is no "I don't mean to kill him" with a technique that is specifically designed to kill. This is like shooting a man and saying you didn't mean to kill him. Daniel Penny was a sergeant in the Marines. Are we to think, are we to think that Daniel Penny doesn't know how to kill a man? Are we to think that he doesn't know that choking a man will kill a man? I don't think so. Tend to hurt you. I'm not going to put you in a chokehold. And I'm not going to put you in a chokehold for 7 minutes. The evidence of me not wanting to hurt you or kill you is going to be you are still alive. That's the evidence of that. Oh, he put me in a illegal hold. But I'm still alive. So now you got a little wiggle room. I did a little argument there. I'm trying to kill him. I used it, but I didn't kill him. But if you used the technique that was designed to kill and you killed somebody, what's your argument? I'm not getting this. Penny is trained to kill as a U.S. Marine. Intent is evidenced by Penny's choice of restraint and the length of time Penny kept Neely in the deadly chokehold that he did not have to use. It's not rocket science. He was locked on to Penny. Penny was locked on to Neely for 7 minutes in a chokehold. That's not an accident.
One may argue that Penny took advantage of Neely's vulnerability, his mental illness, weakness, distress, sense of hopelessness, and desire to die, as he expressed. Penny sized him up and pounced on him like a hungry lion hunting wounded impala on the African plains. If others help hold Jordan Neely down, they should be charged with murder too. What happened? What happened to those guys? That just didn't never made it, that's just never made the court. All it takes is to say you felt threatened. Someone felt threatened. You feared for your life, someone's life. He's aggressively threatening, and you acted to protect them, yourself, any life, and you can get away with murder? Is that all it takes? Those are the magical words to victimize the deceased, the actual victim. Remember, what's it, Ahmaud Arbery? When all else fails, my bad, I didn't mean to kill him. By holding him, using lethal force to subdue his mental health rant. Really, listen, this, I don't know if Penny was trying to be a hero, but he should have tried to be a real hero. And real heroes don't do stuff like this. Penny's attorney provided his name to news outlets after his identity was made known on social media and people identified him. Penny left the scene of the crime of a man he murdered. He walked or ran away. That is very suspicious. If he was innocent, why didn't he stay on the scene? Shoot, that man running down the street. He's a suspect just running down the street. Anyway, this article went on saying, talking about Neely killing happened on a Monday afternoon. He was on the train yelling that he was hungry and ready to die. So that sounds, that is, I don't know. Somebody help me out with this because I'm not the sharpest knife in the kitchen. But a man on the train yelling that he's hungry and ready to die. Is that acting aggressively threatening? Because it seems to me the only threat that guy is a threat to is himself, which means that you might want to calm him down. You might want to kind of like hold him or contain him in a way that he feels safe, not in a way that he gets what he says he wants, death. Anyway, there's a four-minute video captured by a freelance journalist showed the riders pinning Neely down and Penny putting him in a chokehold. So if he's pinned down, what is the rationale for the chokehold? A lethal chokehold. Only one, really, there's only one rationale for a lethal chokehold, to kill, to take a life. I'm using a lethal chokehold. That's why the police are not supposed to use it. I'm using a lethal chokehold. There's only one rationale for that. To kill, to take a life. Right? But he could have held them many ways, other ways. Police arrived to find Neely unconscious. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. He probably was dead at the scene, but there's nobody there to pronounce him dead. Investigators determined he died from having his neck compressed and his death was ruled a homicide. Officers detained Penny, questioned him, but released him without booking him the crime. Folks, don't try this at home. I'm trying to see how this guy got away with it. Like, yo, you did it. and you walked out of the police station? Hmm. Seems like they forgot to take Penny to Burger King. Law enforcement co-signs the innocence of the admitted murderer, Daniel Penny, and the justification of the murder of Neely. The message is, as usual, say you feared for your life or the life of others. Choke a black man to death and you get out of jail. You get a get out of jail free card, or you never make it to jail. It's a job well done. One down and 904,155 to go. That's what it seems like. That was once the number of black people in New York. That was a couple of years before, ago. Just something that seems just not right about the way they dealt with this situation. How many people can choke a man to death? He's unarmed. Just say he was, he's acting aggressive. That doesn't even mean anything. He's acting aggressively and threatening. Let me see. Threatening with what? What was the lethal threat? He used a lethal technique. And he determined, he said acting aggressively and threatening. He didn't even say, that doesn't even say he was lethally threatening anyone. Even in that description, that doesn't make nearly threatening, you know, the life of anybody. Let's say he was doing something. The way they describe what he was doing doesn't even say that it was a lethal threat, right? An imminent lethal threat. So again, we ask, what is with the lethal chokehold that even after being interviewed, nobody felt they should arrest this guy? We don't hold you. Just choked the man out that you guys were pinning on the ground. And you choked him out. But he wasn't in a fight with him. And he had long lost consciousness. The story went on to say that the decision has prompted protests in subway stations and on New York City streets, right? As to be expected, against officers, prosecutors, and the mayor. Eric Adams, with demonstrators calling Neely's death vigilantism by a white man against a black subway passenger and talented dancer who was experiencing homelessness as well as a mental health struggle after his mother's murder when he was a teenager. I'm going to call Neely's death what it actually is, a murder or homicide by murder. It shouldn't take mass protests to get law enforcement to do their perceived job, which is enforce law. The article went on to say, in an interview, Joseph Gayer-Colon, a professor of criminal justice at John Jay College, said the possibility of criminal charges against the man identified as Penny could come down to authorities determining whether keeping Neely in a chokehold for several minutes went too far. That's very important to pay attention to, because he says, the professor of criminal justice says, press charges against Penny. They're looking at if keeping him in a chokehold, if he kept him in the chokehold too long. But that's overlooking the fact that the chokehold itself is illegal. So, what happened? If you cut off someone's oxygen supply for that long, and you could cause serious injury and death.
said the professor. He's a retired New York detective agent, right? While the New York law allows people to use deadly force if they reasonably believe that they are faced with an imminent mortal threat. Well, they described it. He was aggressively threatening. That's not an imminent, that's not a description of an imminent mortal threat. Aggressively threatening. There is no imminent mortal or lethal threats except Penny, who choked nearly to death. Penny is trained to kill for the U.S. military and is quite capable of doing so, as evidenced by the 7-minute choking of Neely. This man is a Marine. He's trained to kill. Penny went too far when he decided to use the chokehold. That's going too far. He wanted to intervene. He could have done anything but a chokehold. Questioning if Penny went too far implies that it was appropriate, reasonable, to use the chokehold. See, already you see they trying to shape this case, trying to just duck and dodge things. Chokehold is illegal for the cops, but it's legal for citizens to put somebody in a chokehold. It's not a, not even a imminent mortal threat. Something, who was going to be killed by Neely? And by what? What is he going to do? Sing them to death? What is he going to do? Dance in front of them till they die or something? What was he doing? He was talking about dying himself. Only person he was speaking about losing in life was himself, according to the eyewitness. If that's true, where is the lethal imminent threat? Of course, I don't have boots on the ground. I'm just sharing the information and throwing a little bit of assessment about the information that's before me. Question I say again, can you initiate a lethal choke without intending to choke the person to death? The only evidence of that would be a live person. I'm going to initiate this choke, but I have no intention of killing. You are not going to die or nothing like that. I got you. Lethal choke, let you go. 7:14 seconds. You know, you got to let that person go. But if you're not even struggling, why are you even putting them in a lethal chokehold? Using a lethal chokehold and causing a person to die as a result of the compression applied by the lethal choke is consistent with intent to kill, simply because the action results in death. What the action is designed to do, right? Thus, the lethal chokehold is not figuratively lethal. It is lethal. It's not, oops, I killed him. I wonder if he's into that, what's that, MMA wrestling kind of like thing. Anyway, they said that the contents of the video showing Neely in the chokehold could merit consideration of a manslaughter or neglect homicide charge. Manslaughter and neglect homicide are both unintentional. See where this is going? Unintentional killings that are still illegal, but they are less serious charges than murder, which is an intentional and unjustified killing. Again, can you initiate a lethal choke without intending to choke the person to death? The only evidence of that would be a live person. Not you saying I didn't mean to kill him, because now you have a body. You, as the guy said, you got a case. You got a murder. You got a murder on your hands. So if Penny wanted to say, hey, yeah, I use an illegal technique, but he's still alive, that would have been his defense. He's still alive. But he's dead. So you use a lethal technique to kill somebody. That's kind of speaking for itself. It's like I shoot you with the gun and you die. That's murder. That's
What am I gonna say? Oh, I didn't mean to kill him. I just shot him 7 times. Come on. Professor's opinion, Neely's death also exposed the city's inability to provide adequate social and medical mental health services. Each of more than 40 previous times that police said they had arrested Neely were opportunities to get him the help he needed, but city officials squandered those chances. So he was very known, and it's known that he had mental health issues, right? To the police, to law enforcement. He said the whole situation is awful in so many aspects. Military officials on Friday released a statement saying Penny served in the Marines for 4 years beginning in 2017. He attained the rank of sergeant, well as the occupational specialty of rifleman, and was last assigned to Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Penny received various medals during his time with the Marines. One of Penny's attorneys said, he was an Iraq War veteran, ran unsuccessfully against Manhattan's district attorney. Who cares? Anyway, citing a source, the television news outlet WABC reported on Friday that a grand jury could determine as soon as next week whether criminal charges should be handed up in Neely's death. These guys taking a long time to figure out, are they trying to figure out handing this guy criminal charges or how to get him out of this situation? Because it's suspicious to me. Just accolades for Penny. Great guy, hero, right? The Marines, they saying, you know. Meanwhile, this murdering Marine remained on the street. You have to wonder, if Neely was white and Penny was black, would Penny be a free man? So what? Penny served in the Marines and received medals. That has nothing to do with Penny choking Neely to death on a New York subway car. What's that got to do with it? Somebody help me out with that, because I don't get the connection. Neely's father, Andre Zachary, told the New York Daily News he hopes Penny is indicted. I just want something to be done. Something has to be done, he said. In their statement, Penny's attorney expressed condolences to Neely's loved ones while also describing him as having a history of violent and erratic behavior. That's like saying he's a mad dog, right? So Neely's father hopes that Penny is indicted. Indictment is hardly the end game. In fact, that could work in Penny's favor. Once they start describing the horrific experience of their encounter with Neely, that fearful day on the New York subway, not to mention Neely's criminal history, his history of violent and erratic behavior. They didn't even mention mental health. When they get finished assassinating Neely's character, Neely will be as monstrous as the Boston Strangler and worthy of the choking execution he received. This is called putting the victim on trial, just as they did Trayvon Martin. We talked about the George Floyd in the same type of manner. Truth is, a homicide has been committed. Deadly force has been used without the presence of an imminent threat of lethal force, and no one has been held accountable. Penny is not a police officer, but he is white. Penny's attorney expressed condolences to Neely's loved ones while assassinating Neely's character. Really? Trial has already started, and Penny's attorney is set on demonizing and prosecuting the victim.
Does anyone think that Penny should have never used the lethal chokehold? Because I didn't read that anywhere. And anybody listening, do you think that this man should not have used the lethal chokehold at all? Because if he did, he wouldn't be in this situation. And Neely would still be alive. They went on to say, for too long, the suffering of mental health illness has been treated with indifference. The statements from the attorneys said, we hope that out of this awful tragedy will come a new commitment by our elected officials to address the mental health crisis on our streets and subways. I said to myself, maybe the mental health issue is that some folks think that it was all right for Penny to murder Neely. This black life obviously didn't matter. Out of this tragedy, Penny got to walk away after murdering Neely. We hope out of this murder will come a new commitment by our elected officials and law enforcement to address murder on the streets and subway. As long as people can explain their way out of these situations, they will continue to murder by use of deadly force when there is no imminent threat of deadly force. They will continue to use the catchphrases and terminology to dictate what the scenario is regardless of the truth. You know, like, I feared for my life, someone's life. He was acting in a threatening manner. I acted in self-defense. And that's considering if what the eyewitness said is true. And the camera. Jordan Neely had 3 strikes against him. He's black, poor, and has mental health issues. He was extremely vulnerable that tragic day. From Yahoo.com Entertainment. Neely, an unhoused black man known for performing on the subways as a Michael Jackson impersonator, had been yelling about being hungry and thirsty, telling people on the train that he was ready to die. He did not assault anyone on the train, said Juan Alberto Vasquez, eyewitness who had filmed the incident. He said, what? Neely had been yelling about being hungry and thirsty, telling people on the train that he was ready to die. He did not assault anyone on the train. Now, this goes to speak to why are these men, not man, putting their hands on this brother? I don't care if it's black, white, Asian, Chinese, or, you know, Indian, you know, Native American, whatever. Because he's got some mental health problems. He's clearly ready to die. He's hungry. People in the train is ready to die. So he's been in a bad place. Recently, the grand jury decided to press charges against Penny. They stated an investigation had to take place. Penny was charged with second-degree murder. Why didn't they investigate why Penny was sitting up in the cell like everybody else? He admittedly killed this dude. It's not like it's a secret. He choked him out. Manslaughter, second degree, reckless homicide, right? From NewYorkCourts.gov. Under the law, a person is guilty of manslaughter in the second degree when that person recklessly causes the death of another person. See how things are taking a shape? Second degree manslaughter. Recklessly caused the death. New York manslaughter. The first law firm says penalties and sentencing for manslaughter in the second degree. Second degree is a Class C nonviolent felony. Second degree is a Class C nonviolent felony. Second degree is a Class C nonviolent felony. Okay, so I'm going back. I'm going to take it back a little bit. They stated an investigation had to take place. Penny was charged with second degree murder.
Penny was charged with second-degree murder. Penny was charged with second-degree murder. Second-degree murder, right? Second-degree is a Class C nonviolent felony. Second-degree is a Class C nonviolent felony. Help me out with this here, because I'm feeling pretty stupid right about that. Because, man, they throw all kinds of double talk out there, and we just suck it up. As such, this charge is punishable by up to 5 to 15 years in prison. And the minimum sentence on manslaughter is the second degree, and the second degree is 1 to 3 years incarceration. Let's see. We have Penny, a trained, the decorated Marine, trained killer for the U.S. Army, right? Puts a man who's having a mental health crisis, not threatening anyone according to an eyewitness. I'm going to go with that story. Who recorded it? Puts him in a lethal chokehold, holds him for 7 minutes, and he's charged with second-degree manslaughter. Somebody help me. Because, I don't get that. Second degree is a C class, the Class C nonviolent felony. What state is recognizing or not considering that Penny intended to kill Neely? Instead, that he had no regard for Neely's life, thus choked him for 7 minutes. Oops, my bad. Or I was defending myself and the passengers on the train. Which one is it? Was he defending himself? Or was he, oh, excuse me, you got peanut butter in my chocolate in my peanut butter type thing. What in the world, what kind of double talk is that? That's straight double talk right there. Anyway, he was defending myself and the passengers on the train. In order to be a hero, you first need a villain. Where was the villain in this scenario? First, you have to ask why is a man who admittedly choked a man to death not placed immediately under arrest while the investigation went on. It is not a murder mystery. A man has lost his life, but he should not have. And a man has confessed to taking his life. Penny, who is trained to kill, placed a man with mental health issues in a lethal chokehold that not even New York law enforcement are allowed to do, and he walked. The next task is to get Penny the minimum sentence for sentencing, Neely to suffer the maximum sentence, execution by choking on a New York subway car, in short, the death sentence. I wouldn't be surprised if Penny is convicted and gets the minimum sentence, the minimum, not the 5 to 15. Might suggest that choke Penny and see what he thinks about that, because something very, very wrong with this. There are many comments in support of Penny. Many people demonize Neely and relish his death sentence. They send a strong message, at least to the homeless, mentally ill, and black population. These stand-up citizens actually believe Neely deserved to die. Maybe they always felt that way. Their responses echo how far we have come and how far we have to go. I'm not even going to mention their names. One person said, it is safer and more admirable to be a lifelong criminal than it is to be a stand-up citizen. Another person said, of course he's being charged. They're only charging him because of the social pressures. Another one said, disgraceful. Where can I donate to Penny's defense fund? Another one said, it's now illegal to defend yourself in New York? Dude should have let the guy attack everyone on the train. Wasn't attacking anybody. But that's what this guy said. Another one said, terrible miscarriage of justice. This man is a hero and should not be charged for taking out the trash. Remember, somebody else said this. Remember when you bashed the doorman who shut the door when the lady was getting stomped on right outside their building. He is looking pretty smart right now. And someone else said, this Marine did all of us a favor. He should not be charged. Ridiculous. So, that's sad right there. I just thought that was that, you know, did they not know what happened? Or did they not have the information from the eyewitness? If Neely did not present an imminent lethal threat to folks on the train, there can be no justification for the use of lethal force. At the point that Neely was subdued, Penny had time to release Neely from his lethal choke hold, but he didn't. In fact, considering how long it takes to kill someone using a chokehold, you could argue that Penny choked Neely for 7 minutes because he wanted to be sure Neely was dead. As it was reported, he didn't let him go until he was limp, until people thought he was dead. Katie, I'm sure he's a Marine. He know that what that defecation means. I know what it means. I haven't been in the Marines. I know what that means. Choking somebody and they pee and defecate on themselves. I know what's going on there. My friend says Penny was in a frenzy. Got it. Oh, and he might have always wanted to do that. So maybe that was the opportunity to kill a you-know-what and get away with it. If the eyewitness is accurate, there is no lethal threat. Therefore, no reasonable cause to use lethal force. Right? He just said he was aggressively threatening. They never said he put his hands on nobody, did nothing, pulled out a knife. Where's the lethal threat? Anyway, that would be one reason Penny is being charged. No lethal threat. Choking Neely for 7 minutes is another. What are you choking a man for 7 minutes for? And I saw the picture. He was like, he was into that. If these citizen states feel, believe, think it is reasonable to choke a man for 7 minutes because he was on a verbal rant or has a history of minor violations, maybe they too need to experience being choked for 7 minutes. The very next time they get on someone's nerves. That is why we have laws. What do you mean? Putting out the trash. None of these citizen saints thought that someone should have pulled Penny off Neely. None of them. None of them saying should have pulled him off. Somebody should have intervened on the behalf of everybody there. Right? The genius Penny, who thought it was appropriate to, or I don't know if it was, he thought it was appropriate, or he just took advantage of the moment. Because to me, it just looked like he took advantage. But someone could have saved everybody by an intervention for that whole situation. Same thing with George Floyd. I know it's difficult to do that when about four or five guys standing around with guns thinking that they can do what they want to do. But I'm just saying, if someone could have intervened, could have saved Neely's life, Penny, whatever he's going through right now. I don't know if it's bothering him or not. And I don't know about the other guys. I don't know if they finally said, oh, we need to know who these guys are too, because they are co-defendants in this homicide. I don't know if they after those guys or not, looking for those guys or not. They should be, right? But it's funny how none of these citizen saints that I just mentioned had these comments thought that someone should have pulled Penny off Neely's neck. Even the people there, the people right there holding him down, They didn't think that was, that would have been the right thing to do. It was just all right. Okay. Best that Neely died. After all, Neely's life wasn't worth a hill of wood nickels. In their minds, Neely needed to die, and Penny simply was just putting out the trash. He just putting the trash out, doing the New York a favor. These citizen saints ascribe little to no value to Neely's life. People like that make it dangerous for all individuals who people ascribe little to no value to their life. People like that are dangerous. They're just a homicide away from doing something. It's just an action away from committing a homicide. It is as if Neely was an annoying giant bug that decided to take the train that day. It was okay to kill him. It was okay to use lethal force. I think if they think that way, who is to say Penny wasn't like-minded? That would explain why Penny chose to use lethal force to subdue Neely rather than hold him in a non-life-threatening manner. A hero's intervention. A real hero's intervention would have protected everyone in this scenario. No one would have died. No one. That's a real hero's intervention. No one would have died. Ask yourself, can you initiate a lethal choke without intending to choke the person to death? The only evidence of that would be a live person. Using a lethal choke and causing a person to die as a result of the compression applied by the lethal choke is consistent. Kill simply because the action results in death. Thus, the lethal choke hold is not figuratively. It's not something I used, but not used it in the manner that it's supposed to be used. The lethal choke. It is lethal as intended because you have man, a dead person. Oh, we have a caller. Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought.
How you doing, Steve?
How you doing, brother?
All right, it's Marvin. Hey, the question, I got two questions. How long was he in the Marines, and why did he get out the Marines?
Oh, they say the hero. He was in there for 4 years.
Okay.
He's decorated.
But why did he get out after 4 years?
Oh, I don't know. He's decorated,
that's
so that's
question.
A good thing, right?
Decorated, but that don't mean I know he could be decorated, but still, what type of discharge he had, what type of mental issue probably he had there, that's what comes to my mind.
Oh, okay. Oh, so there might be more, also dig into his,
you know,
his path. Oh, okay, I got you.
If he was all that and got out after 4 years, why did he get out? He didn't retire, he did one thing, and, you know, them questions I have.
Oh, okay. I see.
Those questions
fun.
I have. How decorated can you be in 4 years? You know, we got boot camp, you got school, you got all that. Why
right.
did he get out after 4 years?
That's a good question.
Was he put out for some reason? What type of discharges he got? He got a discharge where he couldn't get back in if he wanted to because it was a problem. They wanted him out. There's a lot of unanswered questions there.
So we don't know. We don't know who Penny is
right.
with the description that they gave us, right?
I mean, I did 20. and I got out because I want out. But if you screw up, they're not going to let you stay in to do 20.
They right. Gotcha.
You wind up getting put out. And I don't care.
Okay.
You know, you could, I mean, you could be the greatest person in the world, and all of a sudden you screw up. You know, one screw up make all, you know, make all the good things you did look like shit. So, yeah, you might have been decorated for 3 years, but then the last year you started doing nonsense things that shouldn't have been done.
Right.
So, you know, it's a, you know, they trying to talk about the guy he killed, but let's get some background on you, really.
Hey, that's excellent.
Because if he stayed in for 4 years, he's all that decorated, they would try to get him to stay in longer. They would pay the money and everything else.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that's suspicious.
But no,
okay,
you
got
highly decorated, and you got out. Why?
Right.
That's the questions I would like to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'd be hiding from there. But sometimes they put you out. They don't want you in there because you got mental issues.
Right.
They put you out into the world.
Right. Hmm. Lucky world,
I was around
huh?
long enough to know.
Wow.
I knew some people like that.
Right.
So that's,
oh, they
that's
just
my question about.
Hey, that's an excellent question. You know, that yeah, because it sounds like he was that's right. See, why is he out? He's so decorated. That's an excellent question.
Yeah, did he have a mental issue?
Right.
Did they put a mental issue case on the street to kill people?
Right.
It's unanswered questions on the other side, but they not looking to answer them questions. They ain't looking for answer for any of that. That he,
that's
it might
right.
have been him.
That's
all
right.
they looking for, the guy who's dead who can't talk about it.
That's right. They're looking for ways to get him out.
Yeah, he did irritate people on the train. I agree, but I don't think he irritated people where he should have died.
That's right.
You know, what did he do that deserved him dying?
That's right.
Oh, I know what he did. He was black.
Oh, you said it.
He was black. He was black. If the shoe was on the other foot, that person would have been in jail already.
Hey, I think so,
as soon
too.
As soon as it happened.
That's right.
He'd been handcuffed and took him to jail. No bind set.
That's right. I didn't understand that. Like, how's he, you know, how he's not sitting while they do whatever they're going to do. You know what I'm saying? He had
right,
at least
right.
to the set for 72 hours. But it's a body,
right.
and he's admitting to killing a man. You gotta sit on that. You can't be walking the street.
Yeah.
Like you said, yeah. I saw a picture of him. He was into it, like holding that guy by the neck.
He was.
Yeah, he was. He, like, I'm like, oh, look at him.
I know you can feel a person know when they out, when they going out, when they
that's right
expired.
That's right.
He didn't worry about that.
He didn't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, people were telling him that the guy was aspiring, and he didn't care.
Yeah,
he didn't let him go until the boy went limp, totally limp. To
and
me, that means
there,
I want to kill you.
The two guys there should be charged too.
Right, and I
they
heard
his arm
about them.
doing nothing about it. Just there
right.
holding his arm up.
Right, right.
You know, they should be charged in it.
That's right. So you can see the pattern. How before it even gets to court, they just save as many people as they can as possible. Seems like they they save as many as they can, and you can't let Penny go because he actually choked the man. He's on video, but them other guys,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's going? Like what the hell? Even with Eric Gardner, they just had one guy. It was more than one police officer. You know what I'm saying?
No. Yep.
Why just one guy? Like they save as many as they can before they, you know, the trial starts immediately. If you ask me, process starts immediately because you can see them. Oh, I'm going to protect you this way, you know.
Yeah,
it's you know, and if nobody's learning from nothing, nobody's taking anything into account. This guy using a deadly chokehold, but he didn't mean to, huh? That's like, hey,
mm-hmm.
I used something to kill you. It killed you, but I didn't mean to. That doesn't make sense.
After you're dead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that don't even make sense. What do you mean you used a deadly chokehold, right? You held me an extremely long time in it, and you didn't mean to kill me. Sounds very much that this guy meant, you know, He intended to kill this guy. Sized him up and, you know, took advantage of the situation.
Yep. Got them to brag about later on to his buddies. Yeah, I killed somebody before.
Yeah. I killed one of them.
You know. Yep. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
And we got stupid ass congressmen and everything else who are black, and they ain't doing nothing about it. They ain't doing nothing about it. It's just so much goes on, and we hurting ourselves.
Right.
We got people in position who need to try to do something. But I don't know.
I don't know either. Because it's not going away. That just shows you it's not going away.
No, it's not. No.
Right.
You know, every time a big case come up, oh, this is not going to happen no more, up jumps the boogie, it strikes again.
Right. It's the same thing. You know, people. Yeah. Same old, same old. We're going to explain it away.
Yeah, all that process is not doing no good. It's almost like you want to say an eye for an eye, but that's not going to do no good.
Right.
That's not going to do one bit of good. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll let you go, man.
All right, Marvin. Thanks for calling in.
Enjoy your show.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody else want to comment? Now is the time because we run. I only got 6 minutes left. Going once. Anybody else want to comment? 8258. Welcome to Provocative Thought.
Hey, Carl. It's me, Carol.
Hey, Carol.
I was just calling to agree with Marvin. That was something that I was wondering, you know, why is that guy out to serve? You know, that's a thought. And as usual, they villainize the victim. Who was black, to justify his killing. They really had no justification, so they used, what was that weird term that you were saying, something about threatening, aggressive?
Aggressively threatening. Like, what?
A new term. You know, they're talking in this code. See, because they understand that dumb stuff, but that's their code talk to say it was okay to kill him.
Right.
That guy shouldn't have died. He's just saying I'm hungry. He was loud. And probably was a pain in the butt, but he threatened no one.
That's right.
You know. Now, if anybody really had some compassion, they could have said, here's some money, go get something to eat. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
And that could have been the end of all the nonsense.
Right.
You know. But that guy had no business putting him in a chokehold. I said, even in wrestling, the people are allowed to tap out. You see what I'm saying? I believe he was trying to tap out when he tried to reach for the guy's arm, and then that other guy put both his arms together and stopped that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Which meant now he's totally defenseless. I fail to believe that the guy's not aware. Could have been a wrestler in school. I don't know. But don't tell me he don't know that he's choking the life out of this guy.
There's been
too many instances. Right. Right. I believe he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And that's why he used it. I was even thinking.
That's right.
I was telling mine, he could have said, you know what? I'm going to have to kill this guy because if he wake up, he going to come after me. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what was going on through his head. But, he knew what he was doing.
I agree.
I don't know why, personally, they didn't charge him with first-degree murder. Because he chose to use that method to subdue this non-threatening guy, allow non-threatening guy, and cause his death.
That's
I think he should be charged with first-degree murder. But
that's right.
You know,
I do, too.
And I think he should get the maximum penalty of the law. You
can't
sit up here and look at people and say, oh, you know, what's the code? I fear for my life. You know, he scared me. I, he was threatening all this nonsense that these people talk. You know, when you find out that a lot of these people are the aggressor. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And vicious. So, no. He knew what he was doing. That's all I got to say.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Okay, so there we have it. Anybody else? You got like a minute if you want. Going once, twice, three times. Okay, so I want to thank all our callers and listeners, downloaders. You can download the show anytime you'd like at Blog Talk or We Talk Productions or you know, Blog Talk Radio. Until next week, y'all. Each one reach one, each one teach one, and keep your head up and your head on a swivel. Till next week, y'all. Peace out.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.